It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, February 12th. I'm Patricia Naft. Mesa County Sheriff Deputy Derek Greer died Wednesday. After donating his organs, Greer was taken off life support. On Monday, Greer was shot multiple times while responding to a call of a suspicious male with a gun. 17-year-old Austin Patrick Holzer of Grand Junction has been charged in the shooting. Holzer is being held without bail. A public memorial service will be held for Greer on Monday, and he will be buried in the presence of friends and family at the Orchard Mesa Municipal Cemetery. Flu activity remains low in Colorado this season. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
Mesa County reported its first confirmed hospitalization from influenza this year. Thomas Orr is a regional epidemiologist at the county's health department.
Pretty late in the season, really, compared to 102 at this time last year.
The 2014-2015 season saw the highest number of hospitalizations in Colorado since the state started tracking over a decade ago. Data shows during that period nearly 4,000 people were hospitalized with the illness, and there were 6 pediatric deaths. So far this season has only seen a fraction of that. The state health department is reporting 167 hospitalizations and no pediatric deaths. Orr says flu strains going around are similar to ones that circulated last year.
So those who had gotten ill would be protected. Those who got their flu shots last year would be better protected. And those who got their vaccine this year would be better protected. Now, the flu season isn't over, so we can still see spikes in cases.
He adds it's not too late to get a flu shot. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Healthy snow levels across the state are good news for the River Basin, but the spring runoff could be bad. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The skies have cleared up over the western slope lately, but the snow that's fallen this year definitely turned some heads. Over at icchange.org, we've seen a lot of posts about the snow. In the North Fork Valley, Amber Kleiman and Marla Bishop both posted photos of deep snow covering everything. The Colorado Snow Survey Program shows that Colorado's mountains are at about 112% of normal. It's a lot to shovel, but it isn't a record setter. According to the National Weather Service, over the past 31 years, this winter right now is in 10th place. The snow is good news, though. Last year was exceptionally dry. For a lot of people, it's not winter's snow up there, it's summer's water. That's good news for the drought. But there is a danger it could be too much of a good thing.
With a large water supply in the mountain snowpack, accelerating those melt rates can cause the rivers to rise very, very rapidly.
That's Thomas Painter. He's a research scientist for NASA at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. His big thing? Dust. Every year, dust blows from the deserts of Nevada and Utah, pushed by spring storms. It lands on the first thing in its way, the Rocky Mountains.
The particles of dust are big enough that they don't percolate down away from the surface. They remain blocked there, and as they melt down, they pick up more and more dust layers that have come previously in the season. And so the surface just gets darker and darker and darker at a time of the year when the sun is getting higher and higher and higher. And so it's a multiplicative effect on the snow melt rates.
Dust is a huge variable in how fast snow melts. He says 90% of the energy it takes to melt snow comes from sunlight absorption, not temperature. The snow in the mountains doesn't melt because summer is warmer. It melts because there's more sunlight, higher in the sky, and the snow gets dirtier. So, aside from the length of the ski season, what does this all mean? Well, it's about how fast the water melts. Last year was pretty dry, but also one of the cleanest years as far as dust. It was dramatically different from 2009.
We call that the extreme dust year. That was the Martian spring because everything was so red and so heavy and the runoff came so quickly. Infrastructure was threatened and just capturing water was really, really tough and managing it was really tough.
Not only can the deluge cause flooding, it also puts more water in the ground earlier. In Colorado, this is a problem.
In melting earlier, you've opened up the season that water is into the root system, so you have a longer growing season.
More water gets used, and the total availability for us and everyone else that depends on the Colorado River Basin drops. Also, dust's effects are proportional to the amount of snow in the mountains. with the healthy snowpack we have, it may be more of a liability when the dust storms come. It's tough to say what will happen, though. They can look at how much dust is available to be picked up by the spring storms.
But in terms of the number of storms and those with the right trajectories to scour that dust out of the deserts, that we don't have yet. If we did, we would be very, very wealthy.
So with massive fortunes unrealized, everyone will have to wait and see how the spring's dust will affect our snow and our water supply. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
If you see unusual things happening in the environment, or if you just have a question about what's going on with the weather, let us know at icchange.org. President Obama's budget proposal out this week sets new priorities for spending on programs for farmers and ranchers. As Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports, the plan would cut some farm subsidies.
U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says proposed cuts to the crop insurance system in the 2017 budget are in response to criticism the department faced about possible wasteful spending and fraud.
So in part, what is being proposed is a response to the various structures and organizations that Congress has set up and that Congress looks to for improvement in programs.
Obama's budget also includes increased spending on scientific research and updates on how states manage livestock disease outbreaks. The proposed budget will face an uphill battle in Congress, where some legislative leaders have already declared portions of it dead on arrival. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
A bill to require rabies vaccinations for dogs and cats in Colorado cleared its first committee hearing. It now heads to the full House floor for debate. Benta Berkland has more.
House Bill 1120 mandates that pet owners vaccinate dogs and cats older than 4 months against rabies. Democratic Representative Jesse Danielson of Wheat Ridge grew up on a farm and voted for the bill because it grants an exception for stray dogs and cats.
If you have a farm and you have a bunch of feral cats that come and go, you shouldn't be penalized for that.
Republican Representative Timothy Leonard of Evergreen says rabies is a public health concern, but one that should continue to be left in the hands of local cities and counties.
My concern with the bill is we as state legislators care a lot about this. Well, then certainly county commissioners would care also.
Despite some opposition, the measure easily cleared the Public Health Care and Human Services Committee. It's expected to pass the House with widespread support. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.